Blog Talk Radio. My life was changed that day. I played this happy tune of mine and thought of better days, and left my cares and woes behind and gave them all of my praise. I played this happy tune of mine and thought of better days, and left my cares and woes behind and gave them all of my praise. Gave them all of my praise. La 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 la. I ran and danced and leapt for joy and found my pot of gold. The gems and silver coins and all were all God's word I'm told. I walked the road and danced and played and found this happy chord. I cheered and giggled, laughed some more and sang my song to the Lord. I played this happy tune of mine and thought of better days, and left my cares and woes behind and gave them all of my praise. I played this happy tune of mine and thought of better days, and left my cares and woes behind and gave them all of my praise. I gave them all of my praise, gave them all of my praise.
Well, good evening, dear sister and evangelist Montel Fields. I'm Brian Fouts.
And I'm Leah Fouts.
And today we're excited to be back here on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And for those of you that are out in the listening area, Leah and I are with Hazak Ministries. Our ministry was started with the vision to bring hope, healing, and encouragement to those who are hurting, lost, or hopeless.
The word Hazak is a Hebrew word. It means to make or be strong, to strengthen, to sustain, to support, and to encourage. We hope that you, our listeners, will be encouraged with our message this evening.
And at the end of our program, if you've got a question or a comment that you'd like to share, please feel free to give us a call. Let me give you that phone number to write down now, and we'll give it to you at the end of the hour. You can reach Montel or Leah or myself by calling 347-308-8837. That phone number again is 347-308-8837. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Before we start, let's open the program with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have to be on the radio to say and speak of you. I pray for protection for Montel and for Reaching Out Radio. I pray against any technical difficulties, against any demonic powers in the airwaves. Father, we just give this time to you. We praise you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, greetings from the hill in New Ulm, Texas.
Good evening, y'all.
Well, and before we get started, Lee and I always like to share with you just an important reminder with regards to our topic and discussion for this evening.
Our hope and prayer is that this show will be informational, educational, and should provide you, the listener, with some great ideas to help you in your daily walk with the Lord. So, Brian, let's get started.
Well, yee-haw! It would be back in 1985 that Columbia Records released their Highwayman album, on this album were some of the top four country western singers of Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, yeah. And in 1960, production began on Elvis Presley's G.I. Blues. It was his first post-Army movie.
G.I. Blues.
That's right. So, Brian, what do you have for our listeners in Jewish history?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back.
Hey, this is Jewish history.
Well, believe it or not, it really is. You see, Take Me Out to the Ball Game was one of the most popular songs connected with baseball, and it was copyrighted on this day today, May the 2nd in 1908. And the music for this American classic was written by none other than a Jewish man named Albert von Tilzer.
Well, I'll be. I never knew that.
Well, and here's the rest of the story. You see, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a 1908 Tin Pan Alley song by Jack Norworth and Albert von Tilzer, which has become the unofficial anthem of North American baseball. And here's something that's interesting, that neither one of its author ever attended a baseball game prior to writing that song.
Oh, really?
And the chorus to the song is traditionally sung during the middle of the seventh inning of baseball games. Fans are generally encouraged to sing along, and at some ballparks, the words home team are replaced with the team name.
Wow. Well, on this day in Jewish history in 1481, the Pope called on all Christian princes to send back to Spain the Jews who had fled from the Inquisition.
Now, that's just really odd. They taxed them, and then they sent them out packing, and then they turned around and told them to bring them back.
Yeah.
Well, and in 1932, Jack Benny's first radio show premiered on the NBC Blue Network. And this was one of the milestones in Jack Benny's career, which included vaudeville, films, and television.
Jack Benny, he was very funny. But shouldn't this news have been in the music category?
Well, actually, no. You see, Jack Benny was actually born Benjamin Kubleski. He was the son of Meyer Kubleski and Emma Sox Kubleski. And his parents were Jews who had immigrated to America from Poland.
Well, I didn't know that. That's pretty neat.
And today, in 1536 in world history, there's a big news flash out of London. Anne Boleyn, Queen of England, has been arrested and imprisoned on the charges of adultery, incest, treason, and witchcraft.
Oh, well, on the brighter side of the news, in 1611, London, England, a printer by the name of Robert Barker would publish for the first time the King James Bible.
Well, how about that? So, Leah, what do you have for us in U.S. history for tonight?
Well, it would be on this date in 1885 in Holyoke, Massachusetts, that Clark W. Bryan would found a new magazine company, and it went on sale this day. And it was something you could use around the house.
Something around the house. So what was the name of the magazine?
Why, the Good Housekeeping Magazine, of course.
Well, that was good. I like that. And on May the 2nd, 1955, Tennessee Williams wins the Pulitzer Prize for his drama called Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
I remember that movie.
Ah, so Leah, what do you have for us in women's history for this evening?
It would be 1938, and Miss Ella Fitzgerald recorded A Tisket a Tasket with the Chick Webb Band. Fitzgerald soon became known as the First Lady of Song and is one of the most successful and influential jazz artists in history.
How did that song go? You were there.
I have no idea.
Oh, well, now that was pretty cool.
Okay, you're really grinning over there now. It must be time for a weird history update.
Ah, lass, so it be. It would be in 1933 that a local Inverness newspaper called the Inverness Courier publishes an account by a local couple claiming to have seen an enormous animal rolling and plunging about on the surface of the water. This would later become known as the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, no. Well, Moving on. And with that, finally, it's time for our sports update.
And in 1920, history was made. Here in Indianapolis, the first baseball game of the Negro National League Baseball took place today.
We now jump to 1939, and Lou Gehrig set a new Major League Baseball record when he played in his 2,130th game. The streak began on June 1st, 1925.
And to close out the inning segment of our sports time, it would be in 1954 that Stan the Man Musial of the St. Louis Cardinals set a new major league record when he hit not one, not two, not three, but not four, but five home runs against the New York Giants.
Wow, how about that? So, Brian, what's our study for today?
Well, today we're going to be starting a brand new Bible study series with part one. And the series for tonight starts is What's in a Name? And here we will be learning how a name given to you will speak of your future and of your calling.
This is going to be educational and fun.
Well, that's right. And we will learn that a name in time can either be a blessing or a curse.
Wow. I'm sure some of the listeners out there might be asking, kind of like me, how can a name be a blessing or a curse?
Well, you know, names are pretty important.
How so?
Well, think about how some of the names are used.
Do we have any examples of this?
Well, you bet. You know, for example, some names can be used as titles.
You mean like Mr. or Mrs.?
Oh, you bet. Or such as Sir or Lady or Ma'am.
Oh, and maybe like a knight, a prince, or like me, a queen.
Yes, you're like you. And also, some titles can be a king.
Oh, Lord and Master, like Jesus.
Oh, yes, and you're absolutely correct.
So do we just assign a name to someone? You know the old saying, any name will do.
Well, not exactly. You see, naming someone is really important, and it's even more special to do that.
Why is that?
Well, because it will tell the rest of the world who you are, and that your name will sometime in the future be remembered on how you lived.
Really?
Yes, really. And when you die, your name will reflect the legacy that you leave behind to your family, to your friends, to the community, and to the rest of the world.
So why is a name important? What's the big deal?
Well, here, think about this. Would you name your son Sue?
No. Kenny Rogers or Roger Miller one did that. I remember Kenny Rogers sang a song about a boy named Sue.
You did, but really, would you name your son and heir to your family Sue?
Gosh, no. No way.
Well, and as they say down here, that'd start a fight right here in Texas, just bigger than Dallas.
You're right. It would start a fight. Okay, I get it, but what about a daughter's name?
Well, now, here's something, for instance. Would you name your daughter Halal? Now, it sounds intriguing, and it almost sounds kind of cool.
Halal. Halal. Come here, Domicile. Sounds like I'm calling my dog.
And then there's that.
Okay. My turn. You picked a weird name. Where are you going with this? What does that word mean?
Well, here's interesting. Halal is a Hebrew word, and it means to profane oneself or to defile oneself or to pollute oneself.
Yuck. That's terrible.
But what's worse than that is in English, that same word for halal is prostitute.
Oh, no, I had no idea.
Okay, so here's another example. Let's say you wanted to name your boy Homet.
Homet? It almost sounds like a slang word for homie.
Well, you're right, but it does kind of sound like a street name or maybe a name from Europe or the Middle East. But that name, Homet, implies that it is some kind of lizard or unclean animal and possibly something that is extinct.
Really? Really?
And the English word for Homet, well, it means snail.
Snail? Ew.
And with a name like that, people could possibly think that you were named that way because maybe you're slow or that you're not really smart.
Well, this is interesting. Like, stupid.
Well, you see now, listeners, we just gave you a couple of really bizarre examples. But these names can have an impact on a child growing up. And that name will carry with them into their adult life as they grow older. And it can either become a blessing or a curse.
And throughout our study, we'll be looking at several names from the Bible and elsewhere. We will share how these names became either a curse or a blessing. So grab your pens and pencils and paper.
That's right. Or grab your computer. No, no, maybe not grab your computer, but turn it on. And get your iPhone or your iPad out, whatever you like using. And while you're taking notes, remember, write down or type in any thoughts or comments that you might have or comments that you might want to share later.
And also questions, if you have any of those.
Those questions would be good.
Well, because when we get to the end of the study this evening, you'll be able to call in with your questions and comments.
Oh, that's my favorite.
You are so funny. Anyway, Montel will be here waiting for your calls. She will take your questions and comments, and we want to take as much time with you as we can. So, Brian, let's get going.
Well, to first start off, Leah, do you know where baseball is mentioned in the Bible?
Okay, I'll bite. Where?
Well, it's listed in Genesis.
What? What does that have to do with our study?
Plenty.
Okay, so what does it mean? Where does it mention baseball?
Well, if you open up your Bible and turn to Genesis 1:1, it says in the big inning.
Oh, brother!
Well, with that, let's get started from the beginning. So, who is the first name that is mentioned in the Bible?
Okay, folks, I'm going to be reading from Genesis 5, verses 1 and 2 in the Amplified Bible this time. And here we will find our answer. This is the book, the written record, the history of the generations of the descendants of Adam. I can't even talk tonight, sorry. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness. He created them male and female. He blessed them and named them mankind at the time they were created.
Okay, so Adam is our very first name to start with.
So what does the name Adam mean, Brian?
Well, Adam is both the proper name of the first human and a designation for humankind. Now, God himself gave this appellation to Adam and Eve in Genesis 5, 1 and 2. Now, here's something that's pretty cool. The color red lies behind the Hebrew root name of Adam.
Huh.
This may reflect that the red soil from which he was made from.
Wow. Adam was created from the red dust. Now, that was neat.
Now, in Hebrew, that word for Adam is actually Adam.
Oh.
And it means man, it means mankind, or first man.
The first man. Awesome.
And here's something. Adam is also a city in the Jordan Valley. Now, this was near the Jordan River, where the waters of the Jordan heaped up so Israel could cross over to conquer the land.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, you were there?
I was not there.
Oh.
Now, some of our listeners may not know anything about this. Can we share the background on it?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, everyone, let's turn to Joshua 3, verse 16.
Okay, and I'm going to be reading this passage from the Amplified Bible. It says, "The waters which were flowing down from above stopped and rose up in one mass a great distance away from Adam or Adam. This is the city that is by Zarethan." Now, those waters that were flowing downward from the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. So the people crossed the river on the opposite side of Jericho.
Wow, the water stopped and stood straight up in the air. Well, I didn't know that. This was pretty cool, y'all.
And I knew that you did know that.
Yeah.
But what more do we know about Adam?
Genesis 2, verse 7 shares about the dust or soil where Adam came from. Let's look at Genesis 2, 7 from the New King James Version. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Isn't that cool?
It is. Now, here, we just read that Adam was formed from the ground. Now, what's interesting is that the words Adam and ground actually go together.
You have Adam for Adam, and for ground, the Hebrew word is, I'm reading the wrong thing.
It's all right.
No, Adama, which means what?
It means the ground in general that is tilled, yielding sustenance. It is also a piece of ground or a specific plot of land.
It also means the earth substance, like for building or constructing, and as the ground is as earth's visible surface.
That's right. And it also means the land in general, or the territory. And it also means the country.
And this was cool. It also means the whole inhabited earth.
Every bit of the inhabitable earth. Now, the Bible dictionary states that Adam is identified with humankind rather than with any particular nationality. So we can't call him an Egyptian. We can't call him an Assyrian. We can't call him a Greek or a Roman because there's no nationality put to it. He just happens to be identified with humankind.
That's interesting. And I also read this from the Bible dictionary. The country from which the dust was taken isn't specified, but rabbis believed it came from all over the earth, so no one could say, my father is greater than yours.
Now, that word formed in this verse is the Hebrew word for yatziav. And here that word means to form. It means to fashion or to frame. But it also means to be predetermined or preordained, which means also is created.
And, you know, it's just like making pottery. The Creator formed man out of dust, and then he breathed the breath of life into his new creation.
And here's something to ponder on. This was the very first person that God made. The very first person that God made. You think that special planning and special care went into this project of making the man, and mm-hmm. there was a special intimacy that was shared between God and man, one that was not even shared with the animals.
We also learned that something else was unique.
Okay, so to find out, let's turn to Psalm chapter 8, verse 5. And we're going to be reading this from the New King James Version. It says, for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor.
Wow, what an extreme high honor. You have crowned him with glory and honor. So here we see that Adam was made a little lower than angels, or God, at his creation and crowned with glory and honor.
Now, the Bible dictionary also states that the rabbis speculated that the glory of Adam's heel outshone the sun.
Wow.
And then we read another really cool thing, and we're going to read in Psalms 8, verse 6. So, Leah, could you do that for us?
I can. I'm going to read this from the New King James Version. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet.
Okay, so here God bestowed upon Adam a great order. Adam was commissioned by God, like that of a king, to rule over creation. And this kingship was to rule over nature. But get this, but not his fellow man.
Well, of course, if he was the only man at the time, it would be kind of hard.
But he was not to rule over fellow man
at
all.
That's true. So who's next, Brian?
Well, our very next person to get a name was Eve. Come on down.
We find that Eve is first mentioned in Genesis 3, verse 20. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. The man named his wife Eve, and it kind of means life spring and life giver, because she was the mother of all the living.
Now, the name of Eve in Hebrew is the name Hekva, and it means life or living. And Eve is the first woman. She is the wife of Adam. And here's something else that was pretty neat. She was named Eve because she would become the mother of all the living.
Now, ladies, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's right. Now, this is also interesting. All four passages in the Bible that contain the name of Eve refer to the wife of the original man, Adam. These are found in Genesis 3:20 and Genesis 4:1, in 2 Colossians 11, verse 3, and in 1 Timothy 2:13. Her creation takes place right after God's assertion that it is not good for the man to be alone.
Let's see what the Lord says in Genesis 2, verse 18 again. I'm reading this from the Amplified Bible. Now the Lord God said, "It is not good, beneficial for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper, one who balances him, a counterpart who is suitable and complementary for him."
So in this passage, the Lord's announcement is that he, God, will make the man a helper who corresponds to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Hebrew word is ezer kenegdo, and he would make this helper to be his peer and complement. And the observation that no other creature yet formed is suitable.
Wow, that's cool. To me, this means that we are to be helpers to our husbands, ladies, and that we're to walk with them.
And talk to him and walk
with
him.
Yeah.
Oh, and this illustrates that the innate human need for community. Indeed, the marriage relationship involving these first two humans, taken from verses 24 and 25, typifies all forms of human coexistence designed to satisfy the primal yearning for fellowship. We need fellowship.
And this is how the foundation of the family began.
That's right. So now we're going to move on to the next two people that are named in the Bible, and that is Cain and Abel.
Okay, turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, "I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord." And again, she gave birth to his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Now, that name Cain in Hebrew is the word kayin, which means possession. And the Holman Bible Dictionary gave us a really great twist. It says that the name for Cain means acquisition. And it is also related to a word that means a craftsman or a metal worker.
So, folks, when you have time, read Genesis 4, verses 3 through 16 to learn more. We wanted to just briefly give you an overview of what happened and how this applies to their names.
Now, continuing, this was pretty interesting. In another dictionary, we found the meaning of Cain. It also means a possession or a spear. Now, the firstborn son of Adam and Eve, Cain became a tiller of the ground, as his brother Abel followed the pursuits of pastoral life, basically taking care of the animals.
Cain was a sullen, self-willed, haughty, vindictive man, wanting the religious element in his character.
That's right. He wanted to be religious, but no commitment.
That's right. And Cain was defiant, even in his attitude toward God.
Yeah, he basically wanted to be seen going to church and giving a little money, but more for show than for commitment for being a quote-unquote Christian, as we would call it today.
Wow. And haven't we all at one time or another done the same thing?
Well, yes. But then in time, we find that we have to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because with obedience demands sacrifice.
So in time, probably on the Sabbath, the two brothers presented their offerings to the Lord.
Now, Abel's offering was from the firstlings of his flock and of the fat, while Cain, on the other hand, his first fruit was of the fruit of the ground.
Now, listeners, in these verses, we find that Abel's sacrifice was more excellent in God's eyes than Cain's, and it was accepted by God.
And on this account, Cain was really ticked. And he was mad at his brother, mad enough to kill.
Then in Genesis 4, verse 8, we find that Cain murdered his brother Abel. And for this crime, he was expelled from Eden.
That's right. And then in Genesis 4:15, we learn that the Lord had placed a mark on the forehead of Cain so that he might be protected from the wrath of his fellow men and that to assure Cain that he would not be killed himself.
So Cain was doomed to be a wanderer and a fugitive in the earth. He later went into the land of Nod.
And this was well known as the land of exile, which is said to have been to the east of Eden.
And there he built a city named after his son Enoch. We will share more about Cain's family later.
So let's talk about his brother Abel. Now the Hebrew word for Abel is the word hevel, and it means breath. It means vapor. It means meadow.
And this was neat, Brian. Abel's name is associated with the shortness of life, and he was the second son of Adam and Eve, of course.
That's right. Now, they say that Abel may have been a twin because in Genesis 4:2, it literally reads, and she continued to bear his brother Abel.
Now, his claim to fame was that by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. That's in Hebrews 11, verse 4. Some have thought it was the better sacrifice because it was a sacrifice of an animal, the blood sacrifice.
There you go. However, the emphasis on faith in Hebrews and the idea of a proper offering in the Septuagint translation of Genesis 4:7 suggests that Abel's offering was made with a correct attitude and was done in the proper manner.
Wow, so why did this happen? Because of jealousy. Cain killed Abel because he was jealous.
That's right. Now, this was pretty cool. It says the commentary shares that Hebrews 12:24 compares Abel's blood with that of Christ's blood. And Abel's blood calls for vengeance, but Christ's blood carries with it the idea of forgiveness. And you can read more by looking at Matthew 23:35, or you could look at Luke 11:51, or you could go and turn to 1 John 1, verse 7. That's 1 John 1, verse 7.
But here's something else. Abel was outstanding because he was the first person to worship God correctly, to demonstrate faith accurately, and to please God fully.
And Abel was the first shepherd and influenced the early Hebrew to place a priority on taking care of flocks and animals.
That's right. Well, I like the way that Dr. Constable wrote about Abel's death. He said, Abel was the first martyr as he was the first of our race to die.
Wow, the first martyr. I had never even thought about that. You know, so we've spent some time on learning about Adam and his family. And as we continue, we're going to be sharing more about the names in the Bible and what they mean. But we're not going to do all of them.
Oh, good.
But we will key in on some of the more important figures in the Bible.
This has been neat stuff, Brian. We thought it would be nice to give you guys a short break. So stretch your legs, get a cup of coffee or a snack, and come back for the rest of our study.
That's a great idea. So, Montel, why don't you play some music for our listeners, and then we can come back and continue with more of our Bible study. And then we can learn more about the Adams family.
So, back to you, Montel. It's all yours.
At the sound of of your great name. Every fear has no place at the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name.
Or a snack. Boy, I did. It was great.
So who's next on our list, Brian?
Well, next we're going to go down the list of Cain's relatives here, because this will really set the tone for the difference of good and evil in man.
So this is where it starts, eh?
It is, yes. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So, Leah, could I get you to read Genesis 4:17 for us, please?
Sure. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible again. Cain knew his wife, one of Adam's descendants, and she conceived and gave birth to Enoch. And Cain built a city and named it Enoch after the name of his son.
Well, that's right. Now, Dr. Constable shares in his notes that Cain's wife, in verse 17, was evidently one of the sisters or nieces. Now, God did not prohibit marrying siblings or close relatives until the Mosaic Law took place.
And the descendants of Cain are listed in chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. Dr. Constable's notes also shares this bit of information. By virtue of being Cain's descendants, the people named in genealogy all inherited his curse. Thus, the Cainite genealogy becomes part of the Yahweh's account of man's increasing sin.
Now, Cain had built a city east of Eden in the land called Nod, kind of nodding off, and it was named after his son Enoch.
But this is not the same Enoch that would later come from Adam's side of the family.
That's right. That's right. Now, this Enoch was Cain's firstborn son.
And here was something interesting that we found. Cain and Abel stand out from the other descendants because they represent the two manners of life. One manner of life begins with gain, and the other manner of life begins with vanity.
Now, we learn that from Cain and Abel, there were two distinct lines on this earth that developed and two different realms were produced. They say from a couple of the sites that we had checked said that the first realm from the line of Cain is from the satanic kingdom.
Yeah.
The second realm from the line of Abel we call the divine mystical realm. These two realms were always struggling and always fighting against each other.
Now, when Cain killed Abel, God placed a mark on Cain. In Genesis 4:16 it says, "So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden."
Now, here's something interesting. The name Nod in the land actually means wandering. So after leaving God's presence, Cain began to wander. I wander. Oh, no, that's a song.
Yeah.
So whenever he went, wherever he went, he was wandering. And so he was a wandering person.
Oh, that was a tough one for you, was it?
It was.
If you think about this, folks, we can be just like that. When we walk or run away from God, we run away from his presence. And then we really begin to wander through life.
That's right. Now, Cain's name also implies the title of the word gain or I gain. Like me gain, I gained it all. And then Cain begat Enoch, which basically means he became the father of Enoch. Now, Enoch's name means learning. Now, one of the sites that we looked at shared that the learning the spiritual things on the line in life is very difficult, while learning the non-spiritual things on the line of knowledge is much easier.
Now, with regard to the line of knowledge, we can gain and learn knowledge very quickly. But in the line of life, it takes longer to learn. To quote the Cleveland Church website, "The learning of worldly things comes rapidly, but the learning of spiritual things comes through years of pursuing."
That's right. And this was also pretty neat. On the same site, it also shared this. It said, "A city is actually God's desire. It is God's ultimate intention to have a holy city, the New Jerusalem."
Yeah.
But the first city that was built in the Bible was not built by God's people. The first city was built by Cain, the one God sent away from his presence.
So did Cain's line of children move quickly in life?
Well, they did. In fact, when we go to Enoch, let's take a look at his son. His son was named Irad. Now, that name Irad means rapid or fast.
So everything the family did was for personal gain and was learned fast and done quickly, right?
Well, exactly, it was. And moving to the next person in this heritage, in that same family line, Irad's son, he became the father of a man by the name of Mehujael.
One definition we found about his name means struck by God, and it also means God is combating. The name Mehujael indicates that God was struggling with the human beings on this line.
Now, think about this. Starting with Cain and his family, in time, with this particular family, in time, God came in and was fighting. Thus, God is combating.
You mean God is really fighting for us?
You bet. You know, we can get caught up in our religion or our work, and we can become zealous. And we can become zealous and in our careers and in the other interests that we do. And we can then find ourselves going too fast. We then find that we need to learn fast. And then we may feel that we have to earn more money and fame fast, and we need to go faster and faster and faster.
And try to do too many things fast or quickly just to stay up with everyone or get ahead.
That's right. And then when we do, we get to going too fast. And then God has to come in to combat. God's combating is for us to remain on the line of knowledge, but not to remain on that line of knowledge, but to return to the line of life.
To be led by Him, to trust Him and be led by Him.
You're absolutely correct. So let's take a look a little bit more about this family. So Leah, if I could, why don't you turn and let's look at Genesis 4:18.
Okay. Now to Enoch was born Irad, and Irad became the father of Mehujael, and Mehujael became the father of Methushael, and Methushael became the father of Lamech.
Whew.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
It is. Now the next son born in this line was Mehujael, which means struck by God.
What's interesting here is that the Walford Zook commentary says that the land of Nod was a land of fugitives from God.
Boy, it's kind of like all of the bandits hanging out at the bandit cave in Oklahoma or something. Now, this was interesting. Out of God's combating with Cain's line of children, there was a child, man of God, that was born.
Now, for some, this may seem odd and hard to understand. How can there be a man of God in the line of Cain?
Yeah, I mean, like, look at all the bad boys in the family.
Yeah, really.
Now, Cain's children never changed. They stayed with that line of knowledge. This actually belongs to the satanic realm.
Hmm.
So Satan, God's enemy, was still the ruler of this line, even with Methushael, who was called the man of God.
But with this new son, a man of God, wouldn't things change?
Well, you'd think, but wait, there's more. Then Methushael begot Lamech. Now, this is not to be confused with Lamech, who comes from Adam's line.
And the name Lamech means powerful and overthrowing.
Wow. So if we continue looking down the line of Cain's descendants, we eventually come to this Lamech. And as Leah said, Lamech means powerful and overthrowing. Now, Lamech represents the outcome of Cain's line. He was a wild and evil man. And Lamech murdered a man and then boasted to his wives, "I have slain a man for wounding me, even a young man for striking me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold." And this is the result of the line of Cain.
Okay.
So why don't you go ahead and read. Let's continue a little bit more and learn some more about Lamech. And so let's look at Genesis 4, verse verses 19 through 22.
Okay. Lamech took to himself two wives. The name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other, Zillah. Adah gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. As for Zillah, she also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, the forger of all implements of bronze and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah.
Okay, so Lamech took in two wives. And I found it really kind of interesting that he said it took two wives, not married them. Now, the name of one of the wives was Adah, and her name means adornment or an ornament, I guess kind of like a Christmas tree ornament. And in the future, there would also be another woman with the same name, and this was interesting. She would be the wife of Esau and the mother of Edomite officials.
Wow. And the name of the other wife he took was Zillah. Interesting that her name means shadow. That seems kind of dark to me.
Yeah. Zillah the killer. So Adah gave birth to Jabal, or Jabal, which means moving or stream. Now, Jabal was the father of those who dwell in tents and raise cattle.
So Jabal's job life was for making a living.
That's it. Dude, I just got me a job and I'm just working.
Yep.
Now, the brother of Jabal was a man by the name of Jubal. And his name means plain or a ram's horn. You see, Jubal would become the father of all of those who play the lyre and the pipe.
And so Jubal was the inventor of musical instruments. He was a musician, and his life was for entertainment.
All right, the original music guy store.
Oh, no, that was funny.
Now, Lamech's other wife, Zillah, gave birth to Tubal-Cain. Now, Tubal-Cain, his name is associated with the origin of metalworking.
Hmm.
It also means, this is kind of neat, it also means coppersmith.
Well, copper is a metal.
And he was the forger of every cutting instrument of bronze and iron. And in fact, it's known that he actually designed weapons for self-defense.
Hmm. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Her name means pleasant or delightful. And later in the Old Testament, we find another woman with the same name that was the Ammonite wife of Solomon and the mother of Rehoboam. In 1 Kings 14, chapter 14, and verse 1, 21 and 1, Kings 14, 31, and 2 Chronicles 12, 13.
And here is something to think about these particular names.
Okay.
Jabal signifies making a living.
Mm-hmm.
Jubal signifies making our lives enjoyable. And Tubal-Cain signifies defending ourselves and attacking others.
And there was this commentary that we read. This line of Cain and his offspring make up three separate lines of human existence. Whatever we do in the world belongs to one of these three lines. Whatever we study or gain or pursue in the world eventually will bring us to one of these three sons of Lamech.
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, it is. And basically, making a living, entertainment, and self-defense are the controlling elements of human existence.
Wow. You know, and here's something pretty interesting that I also found from Dr. Constable's notes. He said, by virtue of being Cain's descendants, the people named in the genealogy of his family all inherit his curse.
Ooh.
Thus, the Canaanite genealogy becomes part of the Yahwist account of man's increasing sin.
Well, Brian, so here's a question that some people might ask. Are there any modern-day descendants of Cain?
Well, here's something we found out in our digging. Only one son, presumably the most significant male heir, Enoch, is mentioned.
Yeah.
But he is the first patriarch in the line of Cain's named in the pre-flood descendants. Presumably, Cain had no post-flood descendants, as were all destroyed in the flood.
Uh-huh.
And remember that Noah and his sons were descended of Enoch.
No, of Adam's son.
From Adam's son,
yeah.
Seth.
Now that makes sense, since only Noah and his family were saved by the flood.
Well, and then there's that. So, we will have more to share with you.
But you will have to tune in next Monday for part two of What's in a Name.
And there we're going to continue learning on how a name given to you will speak of your future and your calling.
This will be another fun and educational study on God's Word. We know you will be blessed and encouraged.
Now, as we'd mentioned to you earlier in the program, if you've got a question or a comment that you'd like to share for either Evangelist Montel, for Leah, or for myself, this would be the time to call. So let's give you that phone number again in case you don't have it. That number is 347-308-8837. That phone number again is 347-308-8837. And this would be the time to give us a call with your questions or comments. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Brian. Now back to you, Montel. Are you there?
I'm here. Been listening and enjoying your program tonight.
Good. Well, one of the things I wanted to be sure and make known to the people listening in case they've never begun any kind of a walk with the Lord as their Savior, I'd like to pray a short sinner's prayer, what we call a sinner's prayer, to bring people to that knowledge of Jesus Christ and who He was and who He is today. So if you just give me a moment, I'd like to do that. And here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that you will enter my heart, that you will live in me and through me. Father, I am a new creature because of you. Christ liberated me from my sin, and he set me free. So I think that's amen. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Praise God.
Well, if anybody has prayed that prayer, it's kind of fast, but if anybody prayed that prayer, they can call into the station, and we will be glad to talk to them as well.
I know there are some people, I've been trying to follow stuff on Facebook, and on one of my links to the show stuff tonight, different people are saying that they're sharing the link so they can listen at a later time on demand, some that might be going to work or various things. So I just wanted to thank those people that's going to be listening on demand, and you're sharing forth the broadcast tonight. We really, truly appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And a couple of my friends are... Oh, go ahead, Brian. We're having... I don't know what it is, but I've been having problems with... I don't, can you and Leah hear the feedback, like, echo?
No.
No, 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 no.
Oh, stop.
I can hear it on this, and maybe it's just my phone, but I wanted to make sure it wasn't coming over the radio.
No, we're fine. We hear a little beep from time to time when we've been doing the show, but we thought maybe it was our phones, but it could be something coming from the station. But we're okay.
Well, again, to any of our listeners that are listening live tonight, which I know we have some live listeners, if you want to call in, comment for prayer, remember, as Brian shared the number, 347-308-8837, and press 1, that puts you in the QA and lets us know that you have a question or a comment or you need prayer. And I know some of my friends have messaged me tonight that wanted to listen, and they had some things come up, but they said they're going to be listening on demand. They were going to call in tonight, and that would hold on. I am so sorry. Maybe I could put her on speaker to say hello. Hello. Hey, I'm live on the radio. I thought it was Mom. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but you call me back in just a minute. Love you. Bye. Sorry, guys. Whenever it's my mom, though, with things that go on with her, I just, it's my sister. She's at my mother's, but I always like to make sure my mom's okay. So, or if it was my mom, I was going to put her live on the air because she loves you too so much. So.
Well, we,
oh, wait, we do have
mom.
A caller. Hold on just one moment.
Okay.
If the thing will connect. Having some technical problems tonight, praying this to go through.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, sister, how are you? God bless
you. Hallelujah. How are you?
I am awesome. I wanted you to call in and say hello to Brian and Leah Fouts. They're an amazing man and woman of God. They're on here every week faithfully. Barbara is one of my new beautiful sisters in Christ that we met in Kentucky. She is a prophetess, and she has a great gift and anointing. I would just love her to say hello, and if God speaks something, or just kind of get you two acquainted. A lot of different people from down south are listening to the shows, and I appreciate you. And I can't wait to see you Saturday, girl.
Praise God. I am looking forward to it, and I know that God is moving everywhere. Hallelujah. And we're looking for a great outpouring of God's Spirit because God's people are on the move for Him. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants us to focus on Him and Him alone. Hallelujah. Because miracles, God is taking us into a higher level of anointing than we have ever been before. Hallelujah. Because the battle is on. And God has got some people that's not afraid to fight the enemy that'll stand up and declare, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And call sin for what it is. Praise
Absolutely.
God. There ain't no little sin. There ain't no big sin. Sin is sin. Hallelujah. And God is raising up a people that's not afraid to speak it. Hallelujah. That'll stand and hold up that bloodstained banner for the Lord. Hallelujah. And I encourage each and every one to obey God. Hallelujah. No matter what He's telling you to do, obey Him and watch and see what happens. Hallelujah, because we got to take this thing step by step. As God says step, we got to step. As God says move, we got to move. In whatever direction God is speaking to you, I encourage you to obey Him. Hallelujah, and everything else will work out. The devil's a liar. He's a father of all lies. We are victorious. Hallelujah. We are a mighty army of God. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. We've got power to bind and we've got power to loose. Hallelujah. And it's time that we use what we got. Hallelujah. So I encourage God's people, use what you got. Hallelujah. And God will continue to increase it greater and greater and mightier, hallelujah. God, I praise you. Yes, hallelujah. And to that couple, I encourage them in the name of Jesus to obey Him. Hallelujah. Glory. There's some hard things going on, but everything is going to work out. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. And even every tongue that rises up against you. Hallelujah. God is going to bring down. So I encourage you, go forth in the ministry and let God use you in such a greater capacity than He ever has before. Don't look in the natural, but look in the Spirit. to what God is saying and to what God is doing. Because the enemy would try to discourage, to let you see with the natural eye, and it ain't about what we see, it's about what God's word said. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, be strengthened, and obey the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen. And we receive
praise
that.
The Lord.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Glory. Looking forward to seeing you, sis.
Looking forward to seeing you, too. I love you, Sister Barbara. Can't wait till Saturday. And if you ever get a chance to go back and listen to some of the on-demand, Brian and Leah have an amazing, they teach four-part teaching series. They have an amazing ministry. I know it would bless you and some of the people down that way. I love you guys. I appreciate your support and calling in. It really means a lot. We have an amazing family that we've met down there.
All righty. Oh, cool. We love you. See you soon. And I tell you, people, to be encouraged, hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you all. God bless you.
Thank
bless
you.
Bless you, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's so awesome to have new people listening from down south, and I love it, too, because they got that y'all going on, too, and that's contagious. I've been saying that for a while since I've been associated with Brian and Leah. I just love
yes,
all of our new
Mexican
friends and family.
That's right. That's right. You're almost close enough to cross over, as they say.
Close enough
oh,
to
no,
cross
she's
over.
Crossed over.
I'm eventually going to cross over to Texas and get me some of that fried chicken Brian keeps talking about.
Well,
you should. It's worth it.
We'll be working on that. I'm sure the good Lord's going to make that plan happen and pull it all together. So things
amen,
will happen.
I believe just, that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, it will. Very cool. I'm sorry, dear, what? No, we're still on the air, dear.
Yes, I'm having problems on this end. I'm going to listen to playback, but I've been hearing a lot of echoing tonight, so I'm gonna have to check some things out on that. It might just be on this end, but I just want to make sure we have clarity on the air. So, again, if anyone else wants to call in, I appreciate Sister Barbara calling in. I know we have other listeners. 347-308-8837 and press 1. Or maybe you're one of the ones that do get messages or comments on posts that don't like to be live on the air. I would love for Brian and Leah to share their information where you could contact them. I also like to encourage, because I've had different listeners recently asking, do you feel led to plan into these radio, to their to host their ministries like Brian and Leah, Hazak Ministries. I encourage you in that. I have no problems with that. Someone asked me the other day if I would care if they wanted to plan into ministries on here. I encourage that. Sow seed into these ministries because it will come back to you and it will bless these ministries and help them to keep going forth. Brian and Leah have an amazing, amazing ministry, and I'm just so glad that he connected us. But I would love them to share contact information. They have an amazing book that's available and more that are coming. I'm so excited about that. And Brian has anointed CD, so I'm going to give him some time here to let you know how to contact him if you're one of those ones that don't want to call in online.
Well, sure. You can always email us at Hazak Ministries. That's Hazak Ministries.com. That's www.hazakministries.com. That's our main website that you can go to. You'll find a lot of information about Leah and I, a little bit of our testimonies on there. There's a short video testimony on there that's done right off the back porch from where we live, and so you can learn a little bit more from us from there. We have a monthly blog that goes out every month called Be Encouraged. We also have some CDs in our book, From Misery to Ministry, A Walk of Faith. That is a true story about how the Lord took us from our worst tragedy and of losing our only daughter due to her murder, and how he walked with us and molded us and took us through a period of restoration and preparation into ministry. It's an awesome book. And it's easy to read, and it's available from our website there at HazakMinistries.com. We also have a couple of CDs available if you like to listen just to keyboard music, no words, just no other instruments, just keyboards only. And there's one that's called Reflections that came out 2011. And then about a year and a half ago, we released another album called Joyful. They're really powerful CDs. You can use them for your study time, use them for your prayer time, or just to kind of lay back and relax and just float and just kind of take in God's soaking presence while you're doing that. And so those are also available on the website as well. You can email me at brian@hazakministries.com. That's brian@hazakministries.com. You're also able to connect with me through Facebook. There may be one other Brian Fouts in Texas, but you'll find me there on Facebook as well, and you can connect with me. You can kind of see where we live and where we operate from, and it's a real good thing. You can contact me if you ever need to get in touch with us. Our landline is usually the easiest way. Since we're out here on a hill, that number out here on the hill is 979-357-2215. Again, that phone number is 979-357-2215. Now, Lee and I do some traveling. We do go travel to different churches, and we have an opportunity to bring a really powerful and motivating and uplifting message, as well as sharing our story as well. And we usually bring our books and CDs with us wherever we go when we travel. We also speak to men's groups and to women's groups and to grief and bereavement groups. So if you've got any questions along in those areas, we would love to hear from you. And if you've ever got a prayer request that you'd like to get in, you can go to our website, and there is a place on our website that you can go in and tap in and connect and send us an email, send us that prayer request. Leah is our prayer, heads up the prayer ministry, and she's a prayer intercessor. And along with about five or six other ladies who are also prayer intercessors, we lift up these prayers daily and lift them up to the Lord. And we always look forward to hearing the praises as well and the answers to prayers that go with that. Montel is just an awesome, awesome, awesome girl. Boy, you rock, girl. And we really appreciate all that you do for us in getting things ready for the radio program. And, my bride, have you got anything that you'd like to share?
Not a thing. I'm perfectly okay with everything you said. You did good, dear.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's really kind of unusual.
I pray.
And you don't have anything to say. Now, that's something unusual. But we're just blessed to be here, and we really, we thoroughly enjoy doing our teaching series. We've found that a lot of our listeners prefer the four-part teaching series. That way, we don't try to jam everything into a two-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, our series is about 40 to 50 minutes long. We like to take a break in there because there's a lot of information to cover, but We love being able to be used by God. It's like we share with our friends and other partners that we've learned over the years to be open, willing, and obedient to be used by God. And we are always, always looking for those divine encounters that the Lord would bring and present to us. We do a lot of work out here in ministry out here in Texas. I do quite a bit over the phone as well with different people across the country. And we would love to hear from you from any time. And so if you've got any questions or comments, concerns, or things that you'd like to share, we would love to hear from you. And again, if you want to try to call in tonight, if we still got a little bit of time, you can pick up that phone here and you can call Montel or Leah or myself, and you can call by dialing 347-308-8837. That number again is 347-308-8837. And I think Montel said just hit #1 and that would connect to you, get you right connected to Montel and the rest of us out here on Reaching Out Radio. So, Sister Montel, have you got anything else that you'd like to share?
No, just waiting a couple more minutes to see if we might get another call in. I've been I said some of my friends correspond through messages. And this time of year, a lot of them being parents and various things, your kids start to have ball practice and various things, so they listen on demand. And they have me share the links to them. But I was trying to hear back from one of them because she was trying to get in to call tonight. And I'll wait just a couple more minutes. And I just encourage everybody, even if it's not on the line that you call, comment on the post on Facebook or Google or LinkedIn, wherever it is. And I know a lot of people, as I was looking tonight, was sharing the link for tonight. So that means a lot. So I know people seeing it. I know they're sharing it for us. We love to hear from you and just have you to call in and talk to Brian and Leah or myself. And just trust in God that more people will start to call in. We never know what a show's going to bring or who's going to happen to be on. And just people's schedules sometimes are conflicting. But we're just trusting God for new listeners and new people to call in. And I just thank God for everyone that does listen on Reaching Out Radio. And I'm excited, Brian and Leah, on May the 20th, it will be the one-year anniversary of Reaching Out Radio.
Wow.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
That went so fast. It seems like it just seems like God put it on my heart, and I stepped out, and we're almost, I think we're almost to 200. We're getting up there in episodes, if you look on the front. And then all the on-demand and episodes are there. And Brian and Leah has been one of my faithful hosts that's been with me pretty much from the beginning. And I truly, truly appreciate you guys. You have some amazing stuff. I never forgot your Armor Up series. I love that. That stuck with me. And I encourage people, go back and listen. And from time to time, I try to go through and share the links so people, you know, that haven't heard those can hear those. So just keep listening. Praying for us, and I love your four-part series. This was awesome tonight. The teachings you come up with are so amazing and so powerful.
Well, thank you. It's all God. And
I was going to say, it's all God.
It is, and we try to be a little bit different than other people. Everybody's got a great teaching way and style that they have, and we like to, you know, we kind of like to make it fun and educational. That's why we throw in a little bit of history, kind of tell you what happened on this particular date, because you just never know. And, of course, it's always fun to find in those weird things that are out there, you know, like finding out on this day somebody made a symbol or something like that. So, but it really is a lot of fun. We really enjoy it. And also for those of you who know Montel quite a bit or have access, you know, remember you can always – if you've got her phone number, you can always send her a text and say, I don't want to call in, but I've got a question.
That's right.
And that's important, too, Father. So if somebody can, if they can't call in or just don't want to talk, if you've got a question, you can always email that to them and let them know. And again, mm-hmm. if you send something like that through Brian at HazakMinistries.com, usually I've got my computer on and my Outlook is open, and so I can get messages that way that would come in, and then we would be able to say, hey, we got a question from mm-hmm. Bob over in Virginia or Carol in Wisconsin. And again, we know that we've had some people listening overseas as well, and so mm-hmm. for those people that if they're able to listen in when we're live, tell them, you know, go ahead and send us a text or an email, and we can address that email right here on the air. We would love to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you'd like to call in and share a comment, or if you got a question tonight, you know, that phone number is 347-308-8837. And that number again is 347-308-8837, and we would love to hear from you. Just as kind of another update for some of you who haven't tuned in, Leah and I have a second book that is in the works of being published. It's called Steps of Faith. It's going to be available from Tate Publishing. We're hoping that book will be available out here by October or earlier. It's just going through the process, and so you have to learn to just handle things and work through the progress. And so, as well as that, Leah is also working on her first children's book called Indian Summer. And so we would just ask that you would lift us up in prayer as we get ready, as she gets ready to finish that up, get the final editing done, and hopefully to get that sent off to Tate Publishing or to Tate Publishing here in the next couple of months. And I'm also working on a grief book. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of people who have read our book, our first book, and have asked us if we had a grief book. And so, after a couple of years of not writing, the Lord really placed on our hearts that, hey, it's time to get her done. And so, we've got a grief book that is going to be coming out soon. It's called Walking Through Grief, A Journey of Peace. And that's also going to be available from Tate Publishing. And hopefully we'll have that out as soon as they can work through the process of the publishing. So, and we just want to thank, everyone who has been praying for us along this journey since losing our only daughter. We want to thank for those who have been with us and have partnered with us as we stepped out in faith into ministry back in 2011, and that we made a full transition into full-time ministry 2 years ago. And it's been an awesome, awesome journey. As we like to tell people, we're just jazzed to be on the set with Jesus.
Amen.
And it's really powerful. We love being able to encourage people, to lift them up, to give them hope, to give them some wisdom and some discernment and some direction.
Right.
We're not prophets. We've just been called to bring in a powerful, encouraging message of hope and healing and encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our ministry is all about. We try to stay true to the strengths that the Lord has brought us in this for. And so if you've lost a loved one, and if you're still dealing with the pain and the loss and the heartbreak, and you're still asking yourself, gosh, how do I get over this? How can I get past this? What do I need to do to? It's not so much to move on, but what do I need to do to get better? As my wife wrote in one of her chapters, she said, "Things will get better, but they'll never be okay." But we just want you to know that if you're still having some challenges in that area, we would highly recommend that you get a copy of our book, From Misery mm-hmm. to Ministry: A Walk of Faith Through the Loss of a Loved One. You can get a signed book from us from our website. We have it available in paperback. And if you like collecting books, we have a special hardbound copy as well. Now, the hardbound copy is not available anywhere in the country except from us on our website. There may be some of you who, you know, you might want to go to Amazon to purchase the book. Well, you can do that too. It's just that book just won't be a signed copy from Amazon. And if you like doing, if you got a reader or an iPad or something, you can also get that in a ebook form, either from Tate Publishing or from Amazon. I'm pretty sure that they have those as well. And you can get that for your reader as well. And when you buy a book from us, there's a special two-for-one deal in the back of the book that you can actually, there's a special coupon code that comes with our books, and you can actually get a free audio download of our book in audio form. And Leah, my wonderful bride sitting here next to me, she and I both had the honor to be able to go to Mustang, Oklahoma, and read for that audiobook. And so she and I both had an opportunity to read each of our chapters just like they were written. So it's kind of like being able to have a conversation with Brian and Lee at the same time when you listen to the audiobook.
And you got my Texas accent in there, too.
Oh, you certainly do, dear. You got that Texas accent, especially that North Texas accent from up around Gainesville and Nocona and Spanish Fort.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been an honor and a privilege for us to be able to be honored guests here on Reaching Out Radio with our sister Montel Fields. And Montel, back to you before we get off.
Well, we have another caller. Hold on just a moment. It's a special caller.
Okay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I might be able to hear you. Good
Hello.
Evening to Brian and Leah.
Well, good evening.
I wanted to call in tonight, listen to a little bit of the show, and wanted to let you guys know that your encouraging ministry is definitely affecting me and my wife in a very positive way.
Oh, good. I was afraid you'd say something else. We have way too much fun.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to know. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go on. I just said, no, you go.
Okay.
Hey, you're it.
Well, I was just going to let you know, not everyone listening and not everyone in the world knows, and I don't think it's the place to say it, but I just want everyone to know that you and your wife, Brian and Leah, have definitely encouraged us in more ways than one in investing your time and your, I don't know how to say, your body, your time, your everything that is yours whenever you do ministry for other people. It takes away from you, and that's what God called us to do, was to deny ourselves and carry our cross, and that's, you guys are living examples of that.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Hold on.
And I'm hoping, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, hopefully Brian can let go of some of his chicken whenever we come down there.
It's awful good.
Look, well, it's like we tell our friends down here. I said, if you'll come, I'll cook.
Absolutely.
Can't make a better offer than that. And in fact, we kind of, truth be known, we've actually got a couple of our friends that when they come for fried chicken, they usually come with plastic bags or Tupperware.
That's right, to take it home.
Well, thanks for letting us have that tip before we come.
That's it. But we're just really excited. It's been an honor to be able to be on this show. It's really been a great honor for us to be able to become good friends with you guys, and it's been a really honor for us to be able to be on this journey to minister when it requires ministering, to be encouragers when it requires for us to be encouragers. But the most important thing is that we learn to lift one another up, to pray for one another.
That's right.
And that's important, and to encourage one another, because this is what we're called to do as a body. And ministry, it's kind of interesting. There are some people who are in ministry, and there are some people who have ministries.
Yeah.
And everyone has been given a gift or a talent by God to use, and it's important. It's important for people that are out there listening to realize that it doesn't matter how much college education you've had or what trade that you have learned to do. The important thing is to find out what God made you to do. And it's not your education will make room for you in life. It's your gift will make room for you in life. And it's that gift that God's given you.
That's true.
And I just want to encourage other people who have been out there. Maybe they're coming to a point in life that they go, well, gosh, I thought I always wanted to do this as a child, and I've been doing it for the last 5 or 10, 15, 20 years, and I've been burned out 3 or 4 times, and I just don't like doing what I'm doing anymore. I want to give you the good news is that you got another gift or two that's in you that you don't know that you have, because God has gifts that sometimes we don't realize that we've got until we ask Him, Lord, what did you make me to do? And that's important.
Yep.
And I share that with you because as a personal testimony for me, yes, I realized that as a child, I came from a line of musicians. And the gift of music is in me, and the creative gift of music is in me. But I never thought that in anywhere on my bucket list. I never thought that I would be in ministry. I never thought that I would become an ordained minister. And more importantly, I never thought that I would write a book in my life. That was never on my bucket list. Nowhere did it say, oh, gee, I think I'll write a book. That ought to be fun. And so it's really important. So for anyone who's out there that might be thinking, you know, gosh, I feel like I'm in a dead-end job or don't feel like I'm going anywhere, I got news for you. Pray to the Lord and ask him, say, hey, God, what was I made to do? Show me. And I will guarantee you that the Lord will answer your prayer and he will show you what gift or talent that you've got and what your purpose is. And when he does, he will reveal that to you. And then, like anything else, be prepared to move and be used by God when that time comes.
Yep.
And it all requires that step of faith. Now, for some people, they'll get a vision from God, and it'll be bigger than anything that they could have ever dreamed. But they're not going to be ready for it yet because God still has to take them through a preparation process. Look at Joseph. Look at Moses. And, you know, for Moses, I think if for 40 years Moses was raised up and trained in the court of Pharaoh, and basically he was Pharaoh material. He was literally on the block to become Pharaoh. And something happened, and he left that kingdom and went into the wilderness, and God slowly worked on him over a 40-year period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And when the time came, God used him to be a deliverer. And the once mighty man who was a leader of armies suddenly would become the leader of a million people. And so I just encourage those people that might be thinking that they're not sure what they want to do. I got great news for you. God's got an amazing and great plan for you. And he wants you to grab that with all of the gusto that you can and to let him lead you. And so I just want to encourage those people that are out there and know that God's got a great plan for you. And he's got lots of people that are lined up that will help prepare you and that would help mentor you into that next season and calling that God's got for you.
Amen.
So, Leah, you got something?
I've got nothing. I'm running out of voice. I did pretty good, though, tonight.
You did.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys very, very much. Your shows, as Brian tells me, your shows rock. I look forward to next week's part two. And
That's right.
Everybody to go back on the on demand. And God bless you guys. May you have a blessed week ahead. And keep us in prayers for our travels to Kentucky as we go forth. And just keep on keeping. You're doing a great job on here, and you're truly appreciated.
Well, you're a blessing to us, sister, yes. And Dustin is also a blessing. We love you both, and let me pray for you before we go. Father, we just lift up Montel and Dustin, their ministry, and for the people that they are partnering with in their ministry.
Yes,
Father, we pray that you would give them a protection of covering for their ministry, for their family. Father, we pray for healing of all of their family members. We pray for the salvation of any members who may not be saved or do not know you. And, Father, we pray for a rededication of any family members who may have accepted you earlier in life, but maybe they've just kind of fallen into the weeds or into the side of the road.
Yes,
and so, Father, we lift that up to you. And, Father, we pray that you would bring a double portion of blessing and favor upon the Fields family and their ministry. That, Father, that you would continue to grow Reaching Out Radio, and that, Father, that you would bless those men and women that are part of Reaching Out Radio with the Fields Family Ministries, that, Father, that you would breathe the spirit of prosperity into these ministries, and that, Father, that you would provide for all things for these people, for the men and women of God that are putting forth all of their time to work toward working for you, Father. Father, we just ask that you would bless all of these saints in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. You bet. Amen. I think it was a good show tonight. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Me too.
Bless you
greatly.
Well,
we love you, sister. And so for those listening, tune in next Monday when we're going to be doing part two of What's in a Name. We'll find out what's behind curtain number three and see the rest of the guests of the players. And as we kind of move through the Bible a little bit, and we'll finish up with some really great things in the fourth part series that will just have you rocking on your edge. So
okay.
We thank you for that time, and God bless you. And with that, I'm Brian Fouts.
And I'm Leah Fouts.
And we are with Hazak Ministries. And remember,
be strong
and be
Hazak. Good night.
Good night, everybody. God bless you, and have a blessed week ahead.